what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store trying to get Lum away from a magazine. Listen.
For the land sakes, Lum, are you just going to sit there and read them magazines all day long? I need somebody to help me put up these grocery orders here.
Yeah, sure. Be with you in a minute.
That's what you've been saying all morning. Don't forget we're still running a grocery store here, Lum.
Yeah, sure. Be with you in just a minute.
Well, get up from there and do something. Hey, Lum.
Did you say something, Abner?
I've been talking to you for 3 hours. What's that you're reading anyway, Honest Confessions?
No, these are magazines on home building. Tells here how to read blueprints.
How to read it?
Yeah.
Well, Lum, you know how to read.
I said how to read blueprints.
Well, I don't see how it makes any difference what color the print is. You can read. Black, blue, pink, purple, yellow,
well, Abner,
red,
a blueprint.
Orange, lavender.
Blueprints are house plans. That's what they call them.
Green, brown. House plans.
Yeah, see, here it shows what all these little markings mean.
Huh.
For instance, they use a circle for this and a cross for that and I don't know what all. You use them to tell where the kitchen sink is and the bathtub and all that.
Well, Lord me, I wouldn't want a house where you had to look at the blueprints every time you wanted to find a kitchen sink.
Well, that ain't the idea.
Over to our place, you just go out in the kitchen. There's a sink setting right there, right over next to the stove is where it's at, Mom. You don't have to look around for it. What was you aiming on putting the sink, anyway?
In the kitchen, natural.
Well, I'm glad you changed your mind about that. Put it in a parlor, and a woman's going to get wore out running backers and forwards twixt there in the kitchen. Of course, I reckon it would be nice for her when you have company. After supper, she could stand there in the parlor and visit while she's washing the dishes, I reckon.
Well, Abner, any house I build is going to have the kitchen sink in the kitchen.
Good for you. That's a smart idea.
But the idea of these blueprints... Oh, well, never mind. You wouldn't understand it no ways.
Yes, I will. I know more about this than you think I do, maybe.
I hope so.
Facts is, I just give you a couple of good ideas there already. Well, one, at least, that and about the sink.
Well, that's fine. Much obliged to you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm proud to do it.
Well, thank you.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Anytime I can help you with any of them little problems that comes up, old boy, you just speak right up. Don't you be bashful.
Thank you very much.
Proud to do it.
All right, now, will you hush up and let me get back to my studying here? I've got to work out some plans for Mr. Duncan.
Duncan?
Yeah, that young feller over at Cherry Hill that I'm building my next dream castle for.
You mean the one that gave you that $250 deposit?
Yeah, I want to build him a real nice place. He's a nice feller.
Yeah, he appeared to be.
I liked him awful well. Wished he's my brother.
He can't be too bright, though. He wouldn't run around handing those $250 out to some feller like you.
He knows what he's doing.
Mom, did you actually take that $250 and pay it to the mail-order house for that pioneer?
Why, sure. The bill was due, and if I didn't pay it, they'd come out here and get the pioneer. I give that pioneer to the church, and I don't want nobody coming out here and repossessing it.
Well, I know, but law me, Mom, that weren't your money. That belonged to Mr. Duncan.
Well, not exactly. He gave it to me to build him a house with. I'm just taking my profits in advance, you might say.
Yeah, but what if you don't never get around to the building of that house, though?
Now, what would ever put an idea like that in your head?
I don't know. It just popped in there.
I'm in the building business now. Can't you get that through your head?
Well, you sure ain't in the grocery business no more. I can get that through my head.
Well, I'm gradual going to turn all that over to you anyway, Abner.
Gradual?
Yeah. I can see this building junk's going to take up all of my time. I'm going to have a lot of men working for me.
Me, anyway.
Fact is, I think I'll try to get Eugene Blevins to build the Duncan house instead of Hugh Garrett.
Why? No. I thought you said Hugh's doing a pretty good job on this and that you're building for the Childers.
Well, he is, but I don't know. He sort of gets mad over little things.
Little things?
Yeah.
You call ruining that brand new sidewalk he put in little?
Well, I never ruined it on a purpose. He ain't got no sense of humors. If it's anybody's fault at all, it was yours for not telling me I was standing on the wet sidewalk.
Lum, I tried to tell you what.
And what's more, I ought to charge you for a new pair of shoes. You might not ruin my others when you pull me out of the cement.
I never ruined no such a thing.
You pulled practically every one of the buttons off of them.
Well, you never used them all anyway. Some of the button holes is all split out.
Them shoes had a good 1,000 miles left on
them.
I believe I had them retreaded over 3 times.
Well, all they was in the first place was a pair of spats you had half sold.
They weren't no such a thing.
Well, I was just trying to help you out of cement anyway. Had it been for me, you'd have stood right there all night long with your feet in that cement.
Well, anyways, I don't see why you had to get so riled up over it. I know for sure I'm going to put Eugene on this next job.
Well, Lom, don't you think you ought to get the one you're working on now built before you start trying to build another one? You know you might not never get this one done.
Well, why won't I?
Well, for one thing, the winter cow's bound to get over that hay fever sooner or later. When she does, why, natural, she's going to start snooping around over there. And she'll find out the first thing that you're trying to build this house without putting up one cent of money. She'll get to talking to Hugh Garrett.
No, she won't. That's where you're wrong. I told you him and her ain't speaking to one another. And there comes a customer out there. You wait on the trade and leave the building business to me.
Yeah, well, I still say, Lummit, the way you're trying to work is still not putting up... Oh. Howdy, Ulysses. How are you today?
Yeah, come in, Ulysses.
Now, howdy, Lum. Oh, I'm okay, I reckon, Abner.
What can we do for you?
Okay, I want to get a box of raisins. And... Well, here, Abner, you take the list. You can read better than I can.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I can read anything. Printing's my special. Give it here.
Well, a woman Carrie don't ride as plain as she used to.
Oh, by the way, Ulysses, that house of yours is getting pretty old, ain't it?
How's that, Lum?
I say your place is getting pretty old. I expect it's got termites in it. More than likely only...
Oh, dear, we're the only ones that live there, Lum.
Well, these are little bugs that work on the wood.
No.
More than likely only reason it's standing up, them termites is holding hands. Don't you think it's about time you was building a new house?
I don't know, Lum. Can't hardly keep up with you, but I figure quicker to get my barn painted over there. Well, my place will look about as good as new.
Well, what's painting your barn got to do with your house?
Well, it sort of makes the whole place look nice, Lum.
How do you know?
Well, I like a nice painted barn. And I will admit that mine needs a little paint. I've got to get that done one of these days.
Well, Ulysses, you've been laying off to paint that barn for over 30 years that I know of.
32 now, Lum, I believe it is.
That's what it is, huh? Well, you know good and well you ain't never going to get to it.
Yeah, I'm figuring on it most any day now, Lum. I'm getting around to it, sort of gradual.
Well, I'm in the building business now. I can build you a nice house with the barn already painted. Save you all that trouble. Look at some of these pictures here. Give you an idea of the new kinds of houses they're putting up nowadays.
Yeah, okay, but I think I'll just paint the old barn, Mom.
Now, I bound you, your woman would like to have a dream castle, wouldn't she?
Yeah, we got a sleeping porch now.
Just take a look at this one. It's called Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, it looks a little like my barn, don't it?
Of course, now, I could change that up a little bit for you. Make it an Arkansas Dutch house.
Now, my woman carries Scotch, and I'm sort of Irish, I think.
Sorter.
Well, my pa said something about it one time.
All right, I'll make it an Arkansas Scotch-Irish, then. I'll build you anything you want. I know you'd like this style here. Note the dormant winder sticking out the roof there. It's just grand. That's so right there.
Well, I believe I'll just paint the old barn, huh? Just slap a coat or two on it when I get around to it.
Well, how would you like a nice riverside home?
Yeah, I like it fine, but too far to the river from here, Lum.
Well, here's a rambling ranch house. Of course, I reckon you'd rather have something more stationary than something rambling around, that'll stay put.
Wouldn't have a ranch to put in it for build it no way, Lum.
Abner, would you get the phone?
Yeah, sure.
Well, how about a Cape Cod house? Or here's a good one, a French provincial.
Hello. Jot him down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. What's that, Hugh? She did. Oh, my goodness, they lie. Yeah. Yeah, well, just a minute. I better let you talk to Lum.
What is it, Abner?
Well, Winter Cobb must be over the hay fevers, Lum, because she's been over to your new house.
Oh, my goodness. Did she talk to Hugh Garrett?
She didn't just talk to him. She's taken a shotgun and run him clean off the property.
She did?
Yeah, and now Hugh wants you to come over there and run her off the property. He thinks you own it instead of her.
Granny's.
Well, here, take a receiver. Talk to him. This is your dream castle, not mine.
Yeah, well, let's see. I've got to dream up something here to say to him.
Go on, talk to him. He's waiting.
All right.
Sit down, Ulysses.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, Hugh? Yeah, well, listen, Hugh, I'll explain to you about the property later on. But for the time being, what you better do is stand about a foot off the property line there. If she's got a gun, she might shoot, for she's got a right to hunt on that property.
Tom, you'd better stand even farther away if you ever expect to get this house finished.